and Steve, number one in Newcastle, with McDonald Jones Homes, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
Thank you. Monday, right you are then.
How could it not be a happy one? It's the 6th of December.
Yes.
Getting ever closer.
Absolutely. I know. I was a little off last night. I put Deanna's tree up, helped her with the whole thing. Because she's kind of like, ah. Oh. I said, come on.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep on the couch Sunday afternoon. Biggest and slobbiest elf she's ever seen in her life.
It's funny, I had a Sunday afternoon nap too yesterday.
Yeah, it's getting that time of year, mate.
Yeah.
Got to practice for Christmas Day when you fill up and you have
course.
A Christmas Day nap.
Yeah.
It's always part of December.
Hey, what do you call a group of lizards?
Risey, permission to go home.
Permission granted.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See you then, Steve. I'm coming.
Come back.
What is it? What? You can't hit me with that. It's 6 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Well, I didn't actually expect you to know. I was just going to show off. Not that I knew. I had to Google it. But because we were at Morpeth yesterday in one of the cafes, and there's like water dragons running everywhere. And I wondered, I looked it up. Do you know what you call a group of lizards?
I don't.
A lounge.
My God, what a day this is. What a day this is. Nick, come in. Missing out. I didn't know that.
No,
a lounge of lizards, well, hence lounge lizards.
Exactly.
I did not know that.
He got there. See?
Wow. Play. Which reminded you, because I was an elf, on the lounge asleep. That's guess what, Steve? There's another thing we had in common on the weekend.
Lounge lizards.
Lounge lizards. I did not know that.
Didn't you? Like, I've always gone, I wonder why they say...
Because
I've never seen a lizard lounging.
That's a good point.
But that's why.
God, tell you what, you bring knowledge to
the
show.
What a day.
All that you Googled it.
Exactly.
But that doesn't matter.
No.
We've got to get our info from somewhere.
Phew.
What do you call a bunch of whales together, Rhys?
I'd call a pod.
Nah, you're no fun.
Yeah, it's much better when you...
Don't know.
Yeah.
In that case, we'll ask Nick anything.
Yeah, the baby brain as well.
Oh, yeah. She's, definitely got the mush going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's come in thick. I actually tried to park at the shops the other day, and the only way that I got home is I stumbled across my car. Like, I cannot remember where it is. Things are bad. Thank God there's only a week left, guys.
That's right, everyone. She's producing our show. What a bunch of confidence I was just filled with. I know what Rhys is looking for over there, but he looks really worried.
You do.
I'm just trying to change one thing. Sorry, guys.
That's all right,
well,
guys.
Well, were we going to start with the crap song?
Yes, we were.
Now what?
Well, we're going to start with a Guns N' Roses song, which has been a while since we played a Gunners song in Breakfast.
Awesome.
But I'm just playing a shorter Guns N' Roses song.
Yeah, because the 6 minute version was logged. I can see that.
And it's a bit of a heavy start for your morning, but.
Put in the 8 minute version.
That's true.
On time.
It's Tanya and Steve. We're away for a Monday.
We missed a meeting, Rhys.
100%
we missed a show meeting.
I agree.
You did miss the meeting because what happened on Friday is I decided it would be fun if we did a bit of a gingerbread house building competition.
Bit of show craft work.
Bit of show craft work.
I love it.
So today, thank you to our wonderful promotions team. We've arrived at work and there are 4 gingerbread houses. We have now until 10 to 9 to complete said houses. And McDonald Jones Homes will be furnishing them.
Beautiful.
I can't wait.
In fact, if whoever wins, you know, like what we think is the best one, we will have McDonald Jones Home model it and build it properly.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Because they are our show sponsor.
And they've been building the Great Aussie Dream for over 35 years.
Yeah.
So Ross, kind of love how he does that off the top of his head.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So thank you for sponsoring our gingerbread house building competition today, McDonald Jones Homes. I know you're just finding out about this now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they'll be right. They'll scramble.
I'm sure they'll be delighted.
Morning, Brett Lavering. Get that sorted.
McDonaldjoneshomes.com.au if you want to kickstart your dream home today.
Now,
and gingerbread house.
I've got to ask, have you ever built one?
I have never built a gingerbread house in my life.
Is this then some sort of little Christmas dream you've always had?
It is.
That you somehow roped me into?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And got promotions to buy them for us.
Just getting on board everything
well played,
so I know
Tanya.
What's going on.
Well done.
So, 2 people I know are very excited right now. You and EP Nikki.
Well, couldn't be happier with Craft Week.
I'm a bit surprised. I didn't realise it was the icing sugar, the little bag of icing sugar that holds all this together.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought we would be given glue guns.
Okay,
so I'm really surprised.
So from the Dutch kids, right, I've been building gingerbread houses for a long time. However, now unpack this, You don't get this in Holland.
What do you get?
Well, it's not as easy as this. It's like you've got to kind of cut the gingerbread into the shape of the house and the whole bit. Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, so this one's got the walls and the ceilings.
No, this is the first prefab house I've ever seen. It's a prefab gingerbread house, and I love it.
Oh, I know it's a tradition for, and I can say that better, I know it's a tradition for a lot of families.
I like the first one, but anyway.
But, yeah, it's
It's very European.
It is, isn't it?
Very European, and they do. They always have most houses in Holland. You walk in and the gingerbread house is in the hallway.
Ooh.
It's kind of like, this is what the kids built.
And when do they eat it on Christmas Day?
Oh, God, it's disgusting. You never eat it, right?
I was going to say.
I wish it was made of shortbread. Gingerbread shortbread.
Yeah. Well, see, that's kind of why I've never bothered, because I'm not a big gingerbread fan.
Same.
You do look at, what you do is it goes on the table after Christmas. This is Europe again, not Holland. And you just pick at it.
Okay, pick at the lollies.
Lollies and grab a bit here and there, and it kind of by the end of it looks like a smashed house. But, yeah, that's the idea of it, because it is growing. Aldi have heaps.
Do they?
They used to.
Yeah.
Probably sold out, because I went to Kmart for a Christmas thing yesterday. Talk about rape and pillage. I'm sure Vikings went there. There was nothing left.
Well, the sad thing is I was in a shop yesterday, in fact in Morpeth, and they had a big sign on the wall, explaining away their price increase.
Yeah.
And the sign on the wall basically, can't find my phone, there it is, but it said something along the lines of, and I know this from what my husband does for a living, importing bits and pieces for big machinery.
Pricing up due to?
Yeah, it said the container tax is coming.
Wow.
The cost of importing a shipping container to Australia has risen tenfold. You can expect the price of imported products to rise over 20% plus.
There you go.
So
20%.
Yeah, because you know about the containers. They're all over the world in places they shouldn't be.
Yep.
If we've got them in Australia, they're not leaving, so they're not coming back full.
Hence that buying online thing you'll probably find, and double check if you're buying online. It'll tell you about Jan 18.
Yeah.
I see. It seems to be the common date.
Yeah.
Jan 18.
Definitely the new year.
Their safe date anyway. Yep. But we've got our houses in front of us. Nick, don't cheat. You're already going. We're talking.
Sorry.
She's cheating.
I started.
Well, there's no pressure. Oh. Everyone relax.
You know I'm a rusher.
Yeah, I know.
So there's no prize for first place?
There's no prize. Just want to see how everyone's craft skills are going.
Well, give me incentive. If mine's the best house, can I get the week off?
No.
Well, there's no incentive.
Yeah, exactly. We need something to play for.
You can have an early mark on Friday. How about that?
That anyway.
Works. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Stop cheating.
And Nicole, you know you're a videographer for this as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm filming. That's why I'm getting a head start. I'll be on the back foot.
Look at her.
I know.
The producer of our show hasn't heard a word we've said. She's just sitting there going, I'm going to build the best house ever. And they're going to be shamed.
And I've also eaten half of the decoration for my house.
I've had a few snakes
you're
as
pregnant.
Well.
Mm. And you're a guts.
I tell you what, here's one for you. At the end of the show, we'll give them away. Won't the phones run hot?
That's a great
idea. Won't they run hot?
What a great idea. If you missed the gingerbread house, stand by.
Given the charity, no, we're good.
No, thank you. It's Daniel and Steve. We'll check in throughout the morning of how the gingerbread houses are going.
If you missed it, Ian Moss, he was the guy that, I don't know whether he's put up his hand or they pressured him into doing.
I'm very surprised he said yes to singing the national anthem, to be honest. But
yeah, this was at the Bathurst on the weekend. He did tuck his daughter.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah,
absolutely no problem.
Nailed that one.
And then he decided that he would do the national anthem.
Well, someone's made him. It's part of the deal or whatever it was.
So there's the issue with how he sounded.
Yeah.
But people are piling on because he had a cheat sheet.
Who knows the words, really?
Well, a lot of people, but that's not the point. I think when you're on the stage and you're trying to do your nation proud.
Yeah, but they've changed the lyrics. He would have been petrified that he sang the wrong one.
That's
it. And then they would have shot him down for that.
That's exactly right. But I don't blame anyone.
No.
Regardless, having a cheat sheet when you're on the stage. Do you?
No.
Because you want to get it right.
Of course.
Well, here he is anyway.
Australians, oh, let us rejoice, for we are one and free.
Nailed it.
With golden soil and wealth for toil, our home is girt by sea.
That's right.
They're calling it his meatball moment.
Yeah, no way.
Meatloaf moment.
I mean,
that is no meatball moment, mate. Slightly meatloaf moment, but no way in the world was that a meatball moment.
No way. More meatloaf.
Do you remember?
I do.
Do you remember Meatball's album, Mouse Out of Hell? He was the poorer brother, the skinny brother of Meatloaf.
I don't think there is anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Mate. It's social media.
Meatball.
Like a mess out of hell. But yeah, it, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just social media.
People
going to town.
Nowhere near as bad as this meatball moment.
I mean, no, just listen to this next bit. Here we go. Every time I hear it, I don't know if it's meatloaf at the AFL Grand Final or me at the Hamilton Station Hotel at 3 a.m. Because it sounds the same.
I know.
There you go.
I know. I think Ian Moss, you can hold your head high and forget the trolls on social media.
Absolutely.
It's fine.
What about that other great meatball hit? 10 out of 5 ain't bad.
Tenure and Steve throughout the songs and ads this morning. We're busy making gingerbread houses. We're having a bit of a competition here in the studio. At 10 to 9, we're going to unveil a winner. Sorry, there's no competition. We're just going to see who's going to make the best one this morning. And they're both looking all right. Your guys are looking all right.
Yeah. Don't forget, McDonald Jones Homes are proud sponsors of this particular show. I don't know how much longer that sponsorship's going to last when they see what kind of houses we produce.
Oh. Exactly. I don't know how much they want to be associated with our kind of houses.
We're doing icing to keep the gingerbread thing together. Yep. A couple of times earlier, I licked it. I'm not kidding, I'm actually dizzy from diabetes. Yeah. I like the sugar.
How come you've got so much icing left?
Because I was smart.
Okay.
Yeah, I blew mine way too
Same.
Much.
But listen, look, we saw a vision of schoolies happening in Byron Bay because obviously our kids can't cross border.
Yeah.
North border.
Yes.
And that was a bit, if I was a parent, I'd be a bit concerned.
Well,
I am a parent, but well, you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But is it our memory?
Oh, yeah, it's always the same.
Right.
You just forget.
I was watching it thinking this. I immediately went to.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, hang on. And then I went, wait a minute.
Yeah.
When I was that age, bloody hell.
So we wanted to talk to you. Well, it's one of your last chances to get in the draw for our 10K Christmas, but are there schoolie rulies that you put in place for your departing Year 12 student?
1-333-53. Give us a call right now if your kid's going away on schoolies. Everyone who gets in the talks to us gets in the draw for the 10K Christmas.
BJ knows his rules.
What's that?
Ring your mother.
Yeah, are there rules like that you've actually put in place? Check in with me at least once a day.
Yeah.
Or have you just completely cut the apron strings and gone, hey, look after yourself, make good choices. It's up to you.
Mm.
I'd be really curious as to know which camp.
It's hard, isn't it? I mean, BJ's 15. I consider him an adult.
You know,
I know he's not, don't get me wrong. Of course, there's various things.
Yeah, and his frontal lobe is certainly far from developed.
Yes, but I don't go as far as you, man, think frontal lobe. I was skipping prawn trawls at 15. My lobe was fine.
But you were different. It was a different era.
I had good lobes.
We've helicopter parented these kids.
True.
1-333-53. Give us a call right now. Have you noticed the haircut that's doing the rounds
for all
the boys?
Yeah, the boys are loving the mullet. That would be the only rule. Only rule I'd give my son.
Definitely
get one of those.
You get a mullet, mate. You're not coming home.
And the photos that are online today, it just looks like, you know, you're going to get those photos at the end of every night, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, schoolie rulies, what have you decided that
it's a hard
should...
one, isn't it? Because you're right. And I have hand-up helicopter parent too, by all means. But when do you let them go? Because
30.
But doesn't it individually depend on the kid?
Well, it does, and how you've raised them. Whether you've raised them, whether they've been independent from a young age.
Yeah,
I mean, Luke was travelling overseas at 12.
Yeah.
So what could I do? Yeah. He was always going to be an independent kid.
Yep.
And he was, and he is.
But see, I disagree with it's how you raise them, because it's all about the peers from about 16 onwards.
Yeah.
You could raise them any old how you like once they hang with their mates.
Oh, I don't mean about doing good or bad. I just mean that resilience.
Oh, if you've raised, they look after themselves.
I think resilience is really important.
Yep.
Because whatever comes their way, they can then decide.
Yep. Yeah.
So I don't really mean the impact of others. It's just that resilience.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Sonia from Thornton's giving us a call.
What do you think? What do you got, Sonia?
How you going? basically, it was use your own judgment and be smart.
Yeah. Make good choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't follow the stupid kids.
There you go.
Don't follow the stupid kids. That's great advice.
Yep.
And did that work?
Yes, it did.
There you are.
Perfect. Sonia, you're in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
Yeah, I was always wandering off following the stupid kids.
Brooke, schoolie rulies, what about you?
Hi, yeah, mine was just, they drove up, they did a road trip up there, so I just wanted to make sure they were off the road.
Mm, yep.
So that was my big concern. I just wanted them safe to get there in one piece.
Yeah, that'd probably be my biggest concern, getting there.
Absolutely. And so did that rule come with, or that concern come with a rule, just check in with me and then you're free?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yep. So I'm trusting that they'll all look after each other now that they're there.
Oh, good.
And, they probably won't, but I hope they do.
Yeah.
Are they...
Well, I think you'll be surprised. I think we underestimate them, even our helicopter-parented kids.
Yeah.
I think we really underestimate them.
Mm.
And they will be fine and they will look after each other.
Do they? Are they in Byron Brook?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, sorry, Brooke, I didn't realise that. Oh, no, they've gone to hell in a handbasket. Oh, you didn't know they were Byron. Okay, so that's no mullet and get there safely.
Yeah?
Yep.
What about Vanessa? What are your school rules, schoolie rulies?
Mine would be to have no tattoos.
Oh.
Great idea.
Yes. What's that say there? Veronica.
Yes, exactly.
I know.
Yeah, you'd hope that at this time of year there'd be a few tattoo parlours, especially around 11 or 12 o'clock at night, going, now listen, how about...
Wouldn't you hope?
You go home, have a sleep and come back, and if you still want it in the morning, I'll do it then.
Just across my forehead, mate.
No coming home if you have one.
Okay.
So no tats, no mullet. Get there safely. And I mean that for girls too.
And don't follow the stupid kids.
Yes.
Well, you're going to follow the stupid kids. They're always the fun.
Liz, what are the schoolie rules?
I've got a cockatoo here. Mine was to listen to your inner self and also listen to your friend's inner self. So if your friend was feeling uncomfortable, stick with her.
There you go.
Yeah.
And listen to that.
Fair enough.
Stick together.
And did it work?
It did, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
It's kind of like that little cartoon with the angel and the devil on either side, on his shoulder.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to the angel.
Yep. And if you're feeling uncomfortable or your friend's feeling uncomfortable, go with them.
Yeah,
better to be safe than sorry.
True.
Did you have an angel on one side?
Yeah, I know. I did.
I had both of them going, yeah!
Do it!
It's like, come on, where's the white one? I think we underestimate our kids.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah.
Including me.
Yeah.
Like we all do. They just get through it.
Yes, they
as
do.
Did we.
Yeah.
I
mean,
nobody da.
We're in a very fortunate country. There's countries out there where there's kids dealing with, you know, things flying above their heads. They make it home safely. That's a bonus. They do.
Yeah,
they get on with it.
They'll be fine. But, of course, you know, the best thing would be to do? Don't watch news reports.
Yeah, because they're always going to paint a picture.
Of course they will. They'll go and find five guys with mullets, film them and go, this is taking over Byron. They'll go and find, they'll find two girls that have fallen over. Maybe not drunk, just fell over.
Yep.
They'll film that and go, look how drunk they are.
And did you love part of the story on the weekend of Byron? Chris Hemsworth and family have left town.
Left.
Exactly.
They can't stand all the overrunning schoolies. It's like, well, no, he's got a movie to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My funny thing was, well, that's it. If they're upsetting our movie stars, enough's enough. Plan went perfectly well Saturday night, Tanya.
What was that?
I kept a close eye on your husband when he went out with his boys' mates. Don't you worry about that.
I was sitting home watching Christmas movies.
Yep.
And then I get a text.
From?
From Steve, and it's him and Michael, arms around one another, holding up a bar somewhere.
Keeping an eye on him, I was, for my mate T, making sure he wasn't going astray.
Look, given where your eyes were, it looks like you were keeping an eye on the left-hand corner of the room and the right-hand corner of the room.
Well, that's how I like to keep an eye on everything.
Absolutely. Between the two of you, they had all four walls covered.
That's it. Now, it was funny, though. We walked in, I said, oh, there's Michael, and Deanna's with me, and I said, now, Michael, to be fair, Michael and Deanna only physically met
once.
Okay. But remember, she's standing, so she's got a mask on.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, okay. So she's gone over. He's sitting now, mask off, with his mates. She's gone over, tickled him from behind, and went, hello. Michael's turned around, and all I saw was his face. I've never seen so much fear. Michael looked up at her and gone, hello. And she went, how are you? Good. He had no idea who she was.
Yeah.
And then she just kept going.
What he's done.
Or what he's done. Yeah.
Totally.
And I thought, do I save him or just leave? So I left it hang a little bit more.
Good on you.
Yeah, I left it hang a bit more. And he's like, oh, how you been? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a genuine, well, his eyes look like smashed Jaffers, but there was a genuine fear.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's gone, Deanna.
Yeah.
Because she pulled the mask down.
Yeah.
And then he looked at me and waved, he came running over to me and said, I wasn't sure.
It's a pity he didn't come home with him because we river danced till about one.
Oh.
As he always likes to do.
He loves a good river dance.
He loves coming home and doing river dance.
Oh, yeah. He's such a cliche, that boy. What does your Irish husband do when he comes home?
He attempts to river dance, I should say. Attempts.
It's only because he can't lift his arms. Exactly.
Was that a Christmas drink he was out with the boys or something? Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Honestly, if I had my camera fast enough to send T the photo of the fear in his eyes with an attractive woman tickling him going, "Hi, how are you?"
Yeah.
Genuine fear.
Yeah, well done. Well played.
You're welcome.
Well played. Tanya and Steve. Triple M. Frosty's going to join us soon with some Christmas presents.
Who's that a knocking at our door? Welcome back.
What a mess. What's going on?
Oh, well, we're just making gingerbread houses. Gingerbread, not bed. Gingerbread houses.
Gingerbread house?
Yeah. In your honour.
That's who got my apartment.
Very, very Christmassy.
Right.
Yeah. So, welcome back. How was the weekend?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, went to Milo with Steve.
Did you?
Then I went out with your husband, Michael, Saturday night.
I heard about that.
Jesus, tell you what, river dancing. It's a new skill. Never, that's good fun.
Well.
You have to move your arms.
Don't think I've seen any snowmen crack a river dance, so well done you.
Did you vote on Saturday, Frosty?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What for?
I don't know.
Well, you were one of the donkey voters, were you?
Eeyore.
Well, we've got...
Come on.
Alison and Greta, hello.
Hi, how are you going? I'm so excited to speak to Frosty.
Alison, how are you going?
I am really well.
Where are you?
I'm at Greta.
Oh, I've never been that far west.
I'm very exciting working from home, but... You know, so excited that I got through to you guys, especially before you go on your break.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Alison.
Do you want Tanya to pull on me cracker?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Huge weekend.
Gee, you have got a Christmas ham from the butchery on Brunca. And as I unfurl this little slip of paper, you've also scored $300 to spend at Anaconda.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God.
Yes, stop it. I'm running out of
bread. You can stock up all your Christmas adventures with Anaconda Newcastle. Play more, pay less.
How good is that?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, Frosty.
Good on, Alison.
Thank you.
There's Alison.
Thanks
well
for
done, Frosty.
Call.
Got some good stuff in your cracker.
Oh, my bag's full.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow.
Come on in.
Wow.
And he's gone.
Steve, while you were away getting stuff for your gingerbread house, we were visited by Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. Okay, good.
He's come with some cracking prizes.
He does.
Or, I should say presents this year.
Yes, exactly. He does.
I'd love that in a condo.
I do see him leave, and he always looks relaxed.
Yeah.
And I just because I know I've heard him in the speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm at the door, and I'll get a Frosty's like... You g'day, Steve. And he just walks off.
Just flies out.
He just relaxes, ready to go for a nap. Till the next night.
Well, till tomorrow.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. He's going to join us again tomorrow with more Christmas presents right here at Triple M. We want to hear about your elves.
Yeah, we've been thinking about Elf on the Shelf. Your mum's gone hard rise with your elf.
Yeah, she's gone very hard.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah, well, when I say gone, she's gone hard. I mean, she's allowed the Elf on the Shelf to just take full advantage of her space.
She's definitely just allowing that to happen.
It's
that's
incredible.
Correct.
The other night, on the moon.
Really? Yes.
Yeah, I know. What's
going
on?
What we want to find out is how creative is your particular elf on the shelf? Because you might be able to help other families, if you get my drift.
Yep, absolutely.
Other families' elves that are maybe running a little bit thin of ideas.
I can only give the tip, and I'm not too sure how the elf did it, but my elf on the shelf did end up upside down, hanging from a ceiling fan, spinning around.
Wow. What an acrobatic elf you have.
Yes.
Wow, your elf is very agile.
And can I point out, I didn't do that one.
No, I know.
No, elf does
know
it
himself. The elf.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's up there because it's humid. He's spinning it around.
Bit of air. Love that.
See, we're not allowed to, the kids aren't allowed to touch our elf on the shelf because it loses its magic. It might not do as many kind of cheeky fun things, apparently. That's the rule. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm.
I did say the same thing to Baxter.
Yeah.
How's Baxter going with those directions?
Well, tell us how creative your particular house elf is and you'll go in the draw for the 10K Christmas.
We've got Elena.
Hi.
Hello. Alinea.
Elena.
I
like that name.
How's your elf?
She's good. Her name's Pixie, and she's been getting up to a bit of mischief with the flower, and she's actually into the peas, so she had a little peep coming and said I peed myself.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I love it. What a naughty elf she is.
Very excitable elf.
She is.
And how do the kids react, Alenia?
Oh, love it. Love it.
Yeah.
They crack up laughing. It's just a part of Christmas
it is,
now.
Isn't it? It's lovely.
Yeah.
They're always particularly sneaky at bedtime, aren't they?
Yes, they are. That's the only time I can get to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only time the elf does it in Elena's house.
Thank you, Elena.
So are.
Gwen, good morning. How naughty is your elf?
Oh, well, we found out that our elf is unvaccinated, so she's in isolation at the moment.
Oh, there you are.
Love
so
that.
Where is she isolating?
Oh, she's isolating outside with the dog at the moment.
Did the dog decide that?
No, it's the only way we could stop the kids from playing with us. So, she couldn't provide her double vax certification.
Right,
so
fair
she's
call.
Got 14 days.
Fair 14 call.
Day isolation. Such a responsible citizen when it comes to our elves. Gwen, thank you.
I just had this vision of them looking outside and there was two green boots hanging out of a dog's mouth.
Exactly.
Oh, Gwen's in the draw for our 10K Christmas, which we're going to actually draw this Friday.
Yeah, it's true.
Catherine, how naughty is your elf? What's he been up to?
My elf hasn't been very naughty, actually. He's just sitting next to the TV.
Oh. So he's just very relaxed, unanswered.
Yeah, chilling by the TV.
Just chilling.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's that late. Your elf's that lazy, doesn't move every night.
Well, I thought I might move him.
You can't do that, Catherine. No. Your elf has to decide that.
Yeah, loses magic.
And don't worry, mate. We're living proof. You've always got to have one lazy person in the group. That'll be me. I think that just makes it all successful for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you've got a lazy elf on the shelf. He'll get the prize.
Exactly.
Thanks, Catherine.
Easy does it. That's my motto. And same with Elfie.
Craig, what about your elf? Very active?
Well, last year we had my wife's son and the grandkids around.
Yeah.
And they had three little elves, and every night they were moving everywhere. They were on top of the Christmas tree, on top of the telly. One was in the microwave one morning. They were everywhere.
Yeah. Well, particularly three overrun.
Yep. I know. they were a handful.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Craig.
Good on you, Craig. All right.
I've got to say,
on you, mate. You're in the draw for a Christmas.
There are some people who are not fans of elves, maybe because they're a bit annoying at times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now social media is alive and well to
show
where the elves are up to.
Yeah. Oh, we've got... Oh, geez, Natalie's elves been naughty.
Walking on eggshells here. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, you got a naughty elf.
Oh, yeah. He pooed on my son's toothbrush and had his girlfriend wiping his butt.
Oh! Natalie, that's a terrible elf.
I know. He needed a helping hand.
Okay.
It was such a mess.
And how's your son's teeth? Because I'm assuming he doesn't brush them anymore.
Well, I sound like a poxy mother now. He's using the tip of his oral bead toothbrush because I threw the actual brush out. So I've got to get to the shop and buy another one.
Could I, in a roundabout walking on eggshells question, say, was the elf poo not unlike the ones I was with in the baby shower and the nappies the other day?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay.
He's nice and tasty.
There we go.
Elves do only poo chocolate, I've heard of.
Right. Oh, no, yeah, it all smells like potpourri.
Thanks, Nat. You're in the drawer as well. Oh, I miss it.
Oh, I bet you do.
So what, your Elfie doesn't visit anymore that Logan's moved out?
No, he doesn't, which is really sad.
Mm.
Yeah, but Log's home soon, so I bet you the Elf returns.
He'll come out.
See, this is the thing that's tough, because I really do, because you do miss it, and you do miss Log, you know, and well, same, my kids grown up, but unlike you, Jenny, I've accepted it.
Oh, what do you mean? 21's not too old to be excited by the Elf every morning, is it?
We're building gingerbread houses at the moment.
We are. We've been busy all morning building these.
Because Lorcan's not here. And I don't know what she's got lined up for me this week.
Look, it's craft week.
Oh.
Every mess-up week is full of craft. Just ask any teacher.
Yeah, one day craft. One day, grow up. Tomorrow we come in and just watch a movie.
Oh, perfect. We'll in the TV on the wheels.
All of us listening to the show, all of us, we watch Elf. Wednesday, perfect. You know, it's only one day, grow up. Tomorrow, movie day, Wednesday's probably, you know, breakup week. You're doing different things.
There'll be a class party at some point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Class party.
Mm.
Perfect.
So you'll be allocated what to bring.
And then on Friday, of course, you get the awards announced out, who was the best in the show, all judged by Tanya.
Who's judging our gingerbread houses?
I'm telling you now, mate. Friday, all of us by 10, you're going home empty-handed.
Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
How unfortunate, Ryze, you just put a jumper on.
A jumper?
Yeah, we didn't get to tell him he's had his shirt on inside out all morning.
Oh, my God, have I?
All morning, Ryze. Nikki noticed it about 6 o'clock and we've all just kept shtum to see if you would.
I just kept looking over at that tag going, leave it be, Steve.
Oh, my God.
And then you walked in with a jumper on and I'm like, oh.
I'm a mess.
Well, speaking of messes, this morning at 6 o'clock we started making gingerbread houses.
I was not at the meeting, everybody. I assure you. It was a Nick and Tanya thing. Or just Tanya. And you jumped on board. Okay.
Never actually had the pleasure of building a gingerbread house. So for the last 3 hours, the four of us have been hard at work toiling behind the scenes. Thank you, McDonald Jones Homes, for sponsoring our gingerbread house segment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Without them, this wouldn't be possible, and we're sorry.
So we've dragged in our boss, who now knows how this show runs, which is a bit unfortunate. But this is how hard we work, Jace.
I'm very pleased this is how hard you work,
and I'm
glad to be on Muck Up Week. Like, this is a real honour for me.
Tomorrow we're watching a movie.
Can't wait.
All right.
What a time.
Wednesday.
What movie are we watching?
It's Elf.
Elf, excellent.
Tomorrow we're just running around signing everyone's shirts.
Can't wait.
So you've cast your eye upon the four productions.
Yes, I have.
Which is going to take out the McDonald Jones Gingerbread House of the Year Award.
I remind, before you announce, I had no idea this was a competition because I would have pulled out.
Neither did I, actually. We've just turned it into a comp. Yeah,
but you were always going to.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were always going to.
I always knew it had turned into a comp, so I tried pretty hard.
Well, I would have pulled out, but for the love of God, tell Tanya she's got the best one. For the love of God, for all of us, we've got a week to go.
I will say, you guys work very hard. This show is very competitive.
Yes, it is.
That's how you get on the big show. You've got to be very competitive.
100%.
Nikki has continued her life theme, very aesthetic looking house.
Yes.
Yep. Steve, very good. Settling. It's got quite the lean.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's on the side of the mountain. Yeah.
I was all a little concerned when you're like, don't move them.
Don't touch them.
Tanya's is outstanding.
Thank
Horizontal
you.
Smarties.
Are you going to give it to Ryan?
But it looks like you've... You know when you make icing and you mush it on the roof?
Yeah.
Don't do this
that
to me.
That side's a bit...
Don't.
For someone who has no sleep and too many children, I've got to give it to Ryze.
He's a crap. He's just, obviously, we're putting this up online. You're his favourite, I can tell.
I've slipped Jay's $20.
Tanya. What? Listen to yourself.
That is the time I won the spaghetti bowl off.
Yeah, he won the bowl off too, Jace.
I won the spaghetti bolognese off.
Mine's outstanding.
And we, to
Jace
be honest,
said so.
To be honest, we took him to court.
Yeah, I've never heard the end of that.
No, it was fun. You're no longer our boss. I'm sacking you.
I don't think Jace has seen the front of mine because the front of mine doesn't have a lot on it.
Yeah, have a look at the front.
But it's pleasant.
Thank you. I can see Jace likes a minimalistic style.
He does. Yeah, and I think he's cranky because I think I have the messiest workstation.
You messed up the studio the most.
Hey, tell you what, do you reckon tomorrow the movie watches Horrible Bosses?
Yeah.
I'll come with you.
Oh,
all right,
well,
we are going to whack
the grudging congratulations, Ryan.
Thank you. I tried pretty hard today.
Can you smash mine? Can you just lay your boot into it?
Happy.
Go on.
Happy to.
Look at the way he's written Ryze on the side.
I know. what an egotistical home builder.
Yeah. Yeah, righto, Trump.
Anyway.
It's Ryze Tower.
Have a wonderful day. Enjoy whatever comes your way.
And we promise when we come back tomorrow we won't be 12.
See you then.
Tanya and Steve, off to build another show for Newcastle with McDonald Jones. Build your dream home today. Triple M.